mostly my environment, really, and the crowded environment. I live in Accra now, and I moved to Accra 20 years ago when I retired. And Accra is intriguing, the crowds, the people, and the unstructuredness of traditional life in Accra. Accra is growing to be modern. You can begin to see some of it in my recent paintings. I like the way the normal traditional setting of lorry stations and markets, and you don't see the people, but you see some kind of moving of color. What intrigues me is the unstructuredness of it.
Why don't we go to one of your paintings? Let's look at City Central over here. Yeah, why don't you go over to this one?
The City Center is one of the things I'm just about trying to describe. That is, there is modernity in Accra now. A lot of the old buildings have been pulled down, and the big shopping and places have been built. They call them malls. And but it's like everybody knows where he's going. It's in spite of that chaotic situation.
So there's some order. There's method in the madness. There's sort of it's order in the chaos.
Order. There is order in the chaos. I take my paintings as a study of these situations. I look at these situations. I go to the studio to begin to relive what I had seen, and then put my personality into it and get it across.
So let's just talk about this one in front of us, City Carnival. Could you describe what we're looking at?
It is not the picture of a celebration. It's the spirit of a celebration I want to capture.
When I'm looking at it here,
so
I'm seeing
like corridors.
Corridors of people, and then
exactly.
I'm seeing swirls
exactly.
of...
Hats. Usually in the market, you see a lot of hats, these long, big hats that people are wearing, and people are carrying loads. And I'm not there to capture somebody carry a particular load or wearing a particular hat. The whole thing is like when you cook a soup, you know, you don't see the pepper, do you? But everything is in it. Everything is, in the end, the soup is nice and it's sweet and it's good, it's tasty. But everything is in it, and you don't separate the pepper from the tomatoes or whatever. So that is, I approach my work like that.
Well, tell us how you chose the colors, because here you're using very specific colors.
Oh, I'm using the reds, the yellows, oranges, and spots of blue. The blues are just to bring the little intriguing things in it. But the melee is in the reds and oranges, and dashes of white. The market like that is vibrant. So when you approach it, you approach with vibrant colors. Before, I wasn't able to use the reds at all. I was more or less like afraid, hesitant.
Why? Why was that?
I have no idea. I was maybe my training here. I was saying, when you're training in England, you go. Yes, I was maybe my training here. Because people were pointing out to me that why you paint grays and the browns and things. But gradually, today, I can squeeze the red and take it and put it there. And I think I'm getting liberated. As I get older, I'm getting liberated. I'm not afraid anymore. So.